Stavros Carlos here at the New Park Distillery in Banff. How's your summer been, your first summer here?
We've had a ton of fun learning our equipment, learning how to distill alcohol, and making a 100% Alberta product, which is the most fun that we could possibly imagine. We get to live our dreams right now.
Yeah, you've got this amazing brand new, is it a still? Is that what you call it?
It's a 600 liter hybrid pot and column still, handmade for us in Germany by some really good engineers over there.
You've just released your very first spirit. It's Park Vodka. What can you tell us about this?
So Park Classic Vodka is a 100% Alberta locally sourced grain product. So we use triticale. It's what happens when rye and wheat have sex together. They make this child called triticale, and it's absolutely delicious. We're the world's first to be able to produce a triticale vodka. It's very smooth with a hint of sweetness. People are loving it so far, and we're really excited about it.
I understand you use a lot of locally sourced products here in the vodka, including the water as well.
Banff's got some of the best water in the world. We all know it, and now we get to put it in a bottle form and alcoholize it.
So what actually goes into coming up with a vodka? I mean, do you do a lot of tasting, a lot of sampling, a lot of trial and error?
Yeah, so it took us 36 months to get here. So we started off by doing a ton of tasting with different grains. The last 4 months was really intensive work, so poor Henry. Hendrix, our master distiller, he's been working some 80-hour weeks just plugging away, trying to make sure that we've got a really high-quality product. The most nerve-wracking part of it was doing blind taste tests with people, so it was nicer than I thought it was going to be, and then we started feeling really good once people started saying that we had a product that was really unique.
Where can people get to the Park Vodka?
So for the first 2 weeks, you can only buy it in our retail store and on-site here at Park Distillery. In about 2 weeks, we'll have distributed it to Banff Hospitality Collective restaurants. And then we will start selling to local liquor stores in Banff, Canmore, and other restaurants as well. And we're really excited to get that product out into people's hands. So craft distilling is getting huge in the United States, and we believe we're at the forefront of Alberta craft distilling.
What else are you working on?
So we have 3 flavored vodka products coming out right away. We're calling it espresso vodka, but it's like a quadruple espresso. So we're using beans from the Banff Roasting Company and steeping them in our vodka and making a beautifully delicious caffeinated vodka product,
cool.
Followed by Bird's Eye Chili vodka and a Madagascar bourbon vanilla bean vodka, which smells like an ice cream cone in vodka form.
And then other spirits, you're working towards those in the coming years here?
We're barrel aging as much whiskey as we can. We've got 4 barrels of rye resting right now. Hendrix has also put aside a barrel of wheat, and we'll start doing some single malts in the coming year. Our primary focus for the rest of this year is getting our London Dry Gin to market. So that's going to take about another 4 to 6 months of product testing till we land on something that we like.
Sounds like you're doing something really unique, not only for Banff, but for all of Alberta. So congratulations on your first vodka and your successful Park Distillery here.
Thanks for coming out today.